Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson and welcome to the first TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. There's only one place we can really start today. That is, of course, the reaction from Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool beating Pep Guardiola's Manchester City at Anfield in the Premier League. Here's all the fallout, as you will have heard it, on TalkSport.
For Liverpool, it means they have bitten a chunk out of that 13-point lead Manchester City had over them, and it could be the game that really kick-starts their season. City, on the other hand, fall 4 points off top spot. Full-time at Anfield. You can hear how much it means to the Liverpool fans. Liverpool 1, Manchester City 0.
We lost because we make a mistake. We play one of the best teams in the world. Play three Champions League finals, or two, three times in 4 or 5 years. So it's an exceptional team. I admire them a lot. And that well, so it's so tight in the margins. See, Champions League, when we lost 3-0 here, and what happened here, and many, many times. So it's that. So today is play on. It's okay. It's on both sides. Julian was upset. I was upset. It was clear. Play on. When we score a goal, it's not play on. That is the truth. This is the reality.
Jurgen Klopp was sent off in a gripping match and says his side rose to the challenge.
On a normal day, you should not even try against City. You gotta play a normal game against them and hope that you get something for it. You have to play to your limits and further. That's what we did. We defended them in an extremely well-organized but very passionate way. Closed the right gaps, had a challenge in the right areas, because that still happens, and that's the biggest challenge against City. They still get through, and they still get to the touchline, and they still have an incredible amount of players in the box. And how we defended the box, and especially the six-yard box, was absolutely exceptional. Because I think we all know these games, when you all know the City goals, when they arrive there and then Beb square pass and one is free in front of the goal. We did it really well. So it was a top performance from all the boys, and that's why we could win it.
Oh, it was rocking me. Honestly, God, we didn't stop. My throat's killing. The atmosphere today has been out of New City, and that's what we need. Going into West Ham now, Wednesday, we can't just do with the big games. It's got to be done every week, hasn't it? Yeah, I thought we were brilliant. Like, Yossa could have had a couple. Salah could have had a couple. Nunes could have put him in. Milner was outstanding. Everyone was slagging him off before the game.
Onto the boot room now with Alex Crook, Darren Ambrose and Adebayo Akinfenwa.
This has been released in the last 15 minutes or so. Liverpool say we are deeply disappointed to hear vile chants relating to football stadium tragedies from the away section during today's game at Anfield. The concourse in the away section was also vandalised with graffiti of a similar nature.
A minority, so be it. But what is wrong with people? What is wrong with supporters, football supporters in particular, going to games, throwing coins, singing vile chants about tragedies? What is going on? It's a football game. Go and support your team. Boo your team if you want to. It's pathetic and it needs sorting, because we've got the World Cup coming up. You're going back to the old ages now. This is just, it's ridiculous.
And Jurgen Klopp has apologised on behalf of his club after coins were thrown towards Pep Guardiola during Liverpool's victory over Manchester City. It happened soon after a Phil Foden goal was disallowed.
Horrible. I'm sorry, I apologise for that. I have no idea about it. I was obviously not in the stadium in that moment, probably. I didn't see him anymore after the game. Yeah, it never should have. Never.
I was going to try, but didn't get it. So they got it in the coach years ago, but not that time. Yeah, next time we'll do it better. So didn't get me. They tried again next year.
And here's the reaction to Mikel Arteta's Arsenal beating Leeds, meaning that the Gunners are still top of the Premier League.
9 wins in 10 for them. Mikel Arteta's Gunners are firing all right. 4 points clear at the top. It ends at Elland Road. Leeds 0, Arsenal 1.
Yeah, I am extremely happy, obviously. Yeah, if I look at the game, especially in the second half, there are tons of things that we have to do better, but you have to understand as well where we're coming from and the difficulty and the credit that Leeds deserves as well to play the way they did the second half. Very confident and belief and understanding how difficult it is to go away twice, go to Norway, find a way to win it in an AstroTurf, in a really cold weather, come here, different context, very different demands, very different team, and get away and win again.
I think this is Arsenal's best victory of the season so far. They were under the cosh the whole game. Particularly second half, Leeds come out, they had some big chances, like you said, missed a penalty, rode their luck at times. Listen, they're thankful that they got the power cut back up and running and VAR was working, because Chris Kavanagh, I think the referee, had a poor game for me. I actually think he got the last one wrong in terms of, I thought it was a foul by Patrick Bamford to start with, and I don't even think Gabriel kicked out, to be honest. So I think he got that one wrong. To rule out the red card and give him a yellow, I don't understand why he even got the yellow card, because it was just a tangle of legs after Patrick Bamford had actually barged him over. So it's frustrating for me to see a lot of Arsenal supporters in the office screaming down the place, delighted with the result, but they have to be. Like I said, that's their biggest win of the season for me so far.
For Leeds, it's no win in six now. They're just a point above the bottom three. Leicester away and Fulham at home there next to. A massive week, you feel, for them and for Jesse Marsh as well.
We need points, you know, because I think, again, if you look at the way we've played in our season, you would actually say that there's been some real positives, but it's hard to swallow when you don't collect the points and you're not climbing up the table the way you feel like you should be. So, yeah, we got to stay calm, but we have to know that there's an urgency to every match now.
On to the fallout from Erik ten Hag's Manchester United now. They drew at home to Eddie Howe's Newcastle.
Casemiro put a fantastic ball into the area and Rashford had the whole goal to aim at. He headed it wide, unfortunately for Manchester United. I don't think anybody deserved to win the game today, I've got to be completely honest with you, and that's the way it stood. Manchester United 0, Newcastle United 0.
Disappointed with the result, but I'm happy with the performance. So a lot of elements of the team, of the way of play, we transferred on the pitch, and we have seen that. The pressing over the whole game was good. Second half, the possession was better. We make an improvement after halftime, and then you saw we dominate that game second half by far. Also in the end, the physical, again the mentality, how we kept going, and you saw the problems they had, and that is one of the most of the best physical teams in the league. They had all cramp, and we did, because we let them run, because we were good on the ball and our pressing was good, and in the end we break them, but didn't kill them by not scoring, and we had the chances.
Yeah, I think especially first half, I thought we had our moments. Joe was obviously hitting the woodwork twice, and that's a big moment in the game. I think Callum Wilson's penalty shout, I think, is a very strong one. We've had other moments and chances today where the last couple of weeks we've been better with the ball around the box. We weren't quite there today, but even so, very proud of the players, very proud of what they've given the game, and really pleased with the result and the defensive performance.
And here's the reaction from Sunday's other Premier League matches, starting with Graham Potter's Chelsea beating Stevie G's Aston Villa. It's not going well for them, is it?
For all of Villa's chances and a relatively poor performance from the visitors, it was Chelsea who got the game second. Mount fortunate with his first, a great strike from a free kick, 25 yards out for the second. More urgency from Villa, certainly, but ultimately nothing to show for it. Full-time Villa 0, Chelsea 2.
Yeah, listen, my team made Chelsea suffer for the first hour of the game. I thought we started really aggressive. We come out the blocks fast. It was clear there was a big improvement in terms of the areas we were getting in and our chance creation. We just didn't take one of them big opportunities that come our way. We've made an individual error, which happens. And I thought Tyrone and the team's reaction from that point was again superb. Up until the half-time break, we were the better team for the majority of the first half. We've hit the woodwork three times. The keeper's made two world-class saves, maybe three. I can't ask for any more from the players. They're giving me that, but you know, around that hour mark, obviously the second goal was a huge blow and took the wind out of us. And I think our belief and confidence was affected from that point.
This one was a banger as well. 66 minutes on the clock. Chelsea have doubled their lead. Mason Mount with that second goal. What a sublime strike it was. Lucky with his first of the match, not at all with this one.
Well, yeah, I think he's capable of that under anybody's tutelage, to be honest, because he's a fantastic player and he's got the quality. He works hard for the
team. It's not easy in the Premier League to continually score an assist, but he's got the attitude, he's got the intelligence, he tries his best. So when you've got those characteristics and you've got his quality, there's always a chance that it turns in your favour.
Both sides could have gone on and won it, neither managed to, and in the end, draw, probably a fair result for a team that couldn't win at home and one that used to get beaten all the time away from home. Finished here, Southampton 1, West Ham 1.
Thomas Suchek, the penalty kick on Thomas Suchek is a judo move by the player who's Martin. Two arms, there must be new rules in football, so you should check out the new rules, which are that you can grab them right round the waist and you can hold them and then you can put them in. What would you call that judo move when you spike them down? They get somebody, throws them right down. It is unreal. Now, it's not the referee, it's VAR, so whoever was on VAR today needs to fill in. Go to Specsavers, I've got to say. Really do.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And here's former Premier League striker Andy Goldstein's favourite big Tony Cascarino discussing Tottenham's Harry Kane and his ability to fall over quite a lot, I imagine.
Harry Kane standing over it for Spurs. The game at 0-0. It is an opportunity for him to find the back of the net, which he does. Pickford guesses the right way, but Kane beats him.
Some people who want to undermine what Harry Kane's achievements are. He is an extraordinary striker that's going to beat Wayne Rooney's record scoring for England, without a doubt. We all know that, OK? Yeah. That's one incredible achievement. He'll go past Jimmy Greaves. He will do. And it could even get to Alan Shearer's record. And yet, there was an element of some people don't think that Kane is that good. Kane is an all-round, complete player. He really has got everything in his armoury. You could be spoilt sometimes in football, and in sport in general. Harry Kane's got a hell of a lot of talent in many different ways. He's a real team player. I can't think of too many players that are as good a team player as he is as a centre-forward.
That's it, guys. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning when Andy Goldstein returns. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.